This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawde leaving for Baku today to participate in COP29 conference. President to address the high-level session of the World Leaders Climate Action Summit. Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal and stakeholders reach 5-point agreement to check airfare to address rising airfare concerns. And at least 25 people killed in bomb explosion in Pakistan's Quetta railway station. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pawde is leaving Kathmandu today to participate in the 29th conference of the parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP29, being held in Baku of Azerbaijan. At the invitation of the President of the Republic of Azerbaijan, Ilham Aliyev, President Pawde is leading a high-level Nepali delegation to attend the conference. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, President Pawde will address the high-level session of the World Leaders Climate Action Summit on the 12th of November. During the conference, Nepal will hold a special high-level session under the leadership of President Pawde on November 13 to draw the world's attention to Nepal's agenda. The conference will also have a high-level meeting on addressing climate-related damage and loss in mountainous areas. During this meeting, Nepal will share the information with the participants about the damage caused by the floods and landslides triggered by unusual weather patterns in Melamti, Mustang, Kanchanpur, Thame, Kathmandu Valley and other areas. As a party to various conventions on climate change, Nepal is implementing a National Adaptation Action Plan to be realized by 2050. The COP29 begins on the 11th of November and ends on the 22nd of November. President Pawde is scheduled to return home on November 15. Meanwhile, Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri has departed for Azerbaijan to attend the UN Climate Conference COP29. The Forest and Environment Ministry has prepared a position paper highlighting the impact of climate change on Nepal, prioritizing mountain issues, loss and damage, and climate finance. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, relevant stakeholders have reached a 5-point agreement to address rising airfare concerns. During a meeting held yesterday, CAN and the stakeholders agreed to maintain prescribed airfares and ensure that tickets are available in a convenient and accessible manner. This agreement comes in response to complaints about increased airfares following the closure of Tribhuvan International Airport for 10 hours daily due to its ongoing upgrade. The meeting, which included representatives from various ministries and national and international airline companies, also decided to ensure accessible air transportation while securing ticket availability. Additionally, the meeting resolved to revoke the exclusive rights previously granted to travel agencies for selling airline tickets. Now, travel agencies will be allowed to sell only a limited number of tickets. President Ramchandra Pawde has expressed his belief that national unity can be strengthened and consolidated if one can follow the path shown by national luminary Falgunananda. In a message today on the occasion of the 140th birth anniversary of Mahaguru Falgunananda Lingden, the president has said that the guidance by Falgunananda to maintain economic discipline while ending social conservative traditions is worth following. Recalling that Mahaguru Falgunananda spread social awareness not only as a religious preacher, but also as a social reformer and a social activist, President Pawde has wished that may Falgunananda Jayanti inspire everyone to embark on the great campaign of tolerance, peace, non-violence and social reforms. The CPNUML Secretariat meeting has instructed its leaders and cadres to concentrate efforts on the upcoming by-elections. The meeting held yesterday at the UML Central Office in Chiasul decided to approve candidates for the upcoming by-election recommended by provincial committees. Talking to media persons, CPNUML Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gyawali noted that the meeting also discussed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's upcoming visit to China, advising the government to prioritize national interest in foreign policy decisions. The by-elections are scheduled to take place on the 1st of December in 44 local levels. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has stressed the need for preserving local languages and cultures. Speaking at the 12th National Convention of the Tamil Students Association in Damoli of Tanahu, Minister Gurung urged parents to communicate with their children in their mother tongue at home to support language preservation. He affirmed the government's commitment to protecting and promoting the languages of all castes and communities across the country. Minister of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has highlighted sports tourism as a potential avenue to enhance Nepal-China relations and accelerate development. Inaugurating the cross-country relay organized by Pokhara Metropolitan City, the Chinese Embassy and the Himalayan Tourism Forum in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Pandey announced the government's plan to celebrate 2025 as Nepal-China Tourism Year, aiming to boost tourism exchange between the two countries. He added that efforts are underway to establish regular international flights at Pokhara International Airport and streamline operations at the Korala border point. Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Chen Song noted that joint sports events featuring Nepali and Chinese athletes have been held across several Nepali cities over the past 2 years to bolster bilateral ties. CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda says his party will initiate a Mechi Mahakali campaign calling for directly elected presidential system in the country. Addressing the second municipal conference of the Young Communist League of Thaha Municipality of Makwanpur yesterday, leader Dahal argued that the directly elected presidential system is required in Nepal to ensure political stability. Leader of Nepali Congress, Dr. Shekhar Koirala, has said the two major political parties of the country, Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, are the main political competitors despite being collaborators in the government. Addressing a program organized by the Nepali Congress Triyuga Municipality 11 to unveil the statue of late B.P. Koirala yesterday, Leader Koirala stressed the need to work for the party organization, keeping in mind that the two parties are competing in the coming days even though the two parties had to form the government together under compelling circumstances. He noted the leaders representing the parties in the government should work in a result-oriented manner so that the people feel the change. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 25 people have been killed and more than 40 wounded in a bombing at a crowded railway station in Pakistan's Balochistan province. According to Al Jazeera, the explosion on Saturday happened as nearly 100 passengers waited on a platform in Quetta for a train to Peshawar in the capital of Balochistan province. Senior Superintendent of Police Mohammad Baloch said 14 soldiers were among the dead. 5 civilians and 6 railway employees were also killed in the explosion. The Balochistan Liberation Army, a separatist militant group, has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying in a statement that a suicide bomber targeted troops present at the railway station. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of western winds and local air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Pawdel leaving for Baku today to participate in COP29 conference. President to address the high-level session of the World Leaders Climate Action Summit. Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal and stakeholders reach 5 points agreement to check airfare to address rising airfare concerns. And at least 25 people killed in bomb explosion in Pakistan's Quetta railway station. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.